Good morning, folks. This is a breaking news alert. It's August 22nd, 2019. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer channel. We are seeing absolutely seismic changes and shifts within agriculture, and we really have to step back and appreciate that. Just within the last couple weeks here, we've seen a new report from the United Nations that warns of looming food shortages and food scarcity because of climate crisis that's happening now. We've seen China pull all purchasing from U.S. ag goods, and then yesterday publicly shift their purchasing priority to food and to ag goods from Africa. So they're very much prepping for what's coming right now. And then today, farmer allegedly threatens U.S. Officials while they're doing their pro-farm crop tour. So the crop tour was actually shut down because they received, allegedly, a threat from a farmer. Now, just to put this back into context, the USDA has perpetrated over the last couple weeks a series of lies, basically, that were a true kick in the teeth to farmers. Producers were thrown under the bus in order to stave off the reality of these terrible corn yields and bad numbers all around as long as possible. So in the name of just pretending everything is fine, they released amazing yield numbers, which means that, of course, that insurance payments will be lower, corn prices dropped, which is what they're based on. So this was a real blow to farmers, and that's why they were being told, look, just try to ignore the USDA, look the other way, just do what you can on your farm, and we'll get through this together. But it's been a highly charged situation. A lot of emotions, a lot of accusations running around, and until this happened yesterday. Again, allegedly. Farmers' threat prompts U.S. Ag Department to pull the staff off the crop tour. Three sources said the threat of violence was made during a phone call from an angry farmer. Farmers have been complaining this month that a government crop report did not reflect accurately damage from the historic flooding this spring. They're also frustrated about the trade war and falling farm income, tighter credit conditions, the perfect storm that is the economic battle ensnaring farmers right now. Police will be present at every stop along the way for the rest of the crop tour. So they'll now have armed escorts to take them from farm to farm to check out the U.S. corn crop. We didn't tell what exactly the threat was, but it was taken very seriously. It's clearly, quote, a stressful time right now. And these are challenging times, a very emotional year. And now, also, this is reflecting horribly on farmers. So first of all, just at face value, this is amazing. It's almost like the war on agriculture is almost going hot. Across the board, tensions are really escalating between our ability to grow food, farmers, ranchers, everything that is good and wholesome and true and human, and then this encroaching state. And, again, some people, we'll just leave it at that, are suggesting this might be high-octane speculation, that this doesn't even happen. That's why I'm saying this is allegedly a farmer who called in a threat to the government. And I don't know many people that are dumb enough to threaten the government. It never works well for anybody. But look at the way this is playing out in the headlines. Farmer's threat, farmer's threat, farmer's threat, farmer's threat, farmer's. This is just, this is the talking points that went out. Farm tensions escalate as a USDA staffer was threatened. So even beyond the immediate incident, the way that this is being pushed out in the media is very indicative that this was a controlled message. These are talking points that are being broadcast out to promulgate some idea, some message, in this case, that there is tension between farmers, producers, and the government, and that those tensions could boil over into a violent situation, which of course would necessitate more government presence, more police presence at the farms. We see incidents at Walmarts, which are the biggest grocers in the United States, which would necessitate the need for armed guards at our grocery establishments. So keep an eye out for more incidents like that at grocery stores or Walmarts, because I think that might be setting the stage to post armed guards there. At any rate, this is just a quick update there. Farm frustrations spill over. That's the language we're using right now. Be careful, folks, when you see this kind of a narrative being constructed. Fascinating development. Again, seismic shifts across the board. This is reminiscent also of the Italian olive growers, who after they suffered a 54% decline in yields after frosts killed off a lot of their trees, weakened many, donned orange vests and went to protest the government there. So yet another data point in line with this trend that we can expect to see more of as growing seasons become more difficult in the grand solar minimum. What they're finding on that crop tour is, of course, that yields are nowhere near where the USDA expected them to be. So things are developing quickly. One other thing I wanted to point out here is that in the wake of the canned food shortage, which was supposed to be over by now, that was, you know, mid-summer sort of a thing, July through August, this was happening at Walmarts, Kroger's, HEB's, you name it. I got pictures from stores posting canned food shortages. Those are supposed to be over by now, and yet here's an article yesterday. Poor crops result in layoffs in Weirton, West Virginia. About 100 members of the USW will temporarily lose their jobs in Weirton. The company announced the layoffs have already begun. President of the United Steelworkers in Weirton said a poor crop season unexpectedly cut demands for the tin cans produced at the mill, which is used for canning vegetables. The substrate we produce is used to can tomatoes, peas, corn, and food, and it was a very poor harvest. This means there's lower demand for our cans, which is the main reason for our layoffs. This downturn caught everyone off guard. We hope to get people back to work soon. So, folks, this is an immediate example of what I've been calling the cascading failures that happen when we have outsized crop losses like this. You know, there are other aspects of the economy that are affected as people spend more of their money on the more expensive food, and as they lose their jobs from ancillary supporting industries, whether that's refrigeration, the logistics and transportation, the canning, getting materials for the canning. I mean, the reach of these things is massive. And do not underestimate how quickly major crop losses, like the multi-hundred million dollar crop losses that we see week after week for years now, can wreak havoc on our economy. So this is just another red flag, another clarion call of what's going on. And I hope, folks, that you are looking for these signs. They are everywhere and they are very obvious, provided you are looking for them, provided you have eyes to see. So please spread the word, help other people notice these signs so that they too can start getting prepared, because as always, we are all in this together and it's going to take all of us working together. So folks, spread the word. Thanks for watching this. And I do hope you're taking steps today and every day to ensure your food security going forward. Let's go build great things.